The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I welcome you to this service tonight, and I know that you will not go back home the same in Jesus' name. Destroying the yoke of delay and blessings diversion. Destroying the yoke of delay and blessings diversion. What is blessing diversion? Blessing diversion simply means the rerouting of a person's assigned blessing to another place or to another person. Blessing diversion means the rerouting of a person's blessing to another place or to another person. What is blessing delay? Blessing delay simply means the holding down of a person's assigned blessing intentionally by a person or group of persons with a view to hurting the beneficiary, the intended beneficiary. Blessing delay simply means the holding down of a person's assigned blessing intentionally by a person or a group of persons, like witches or wizards, occultic powers, babalawos, powers of darkness, holding down a person's blessings, forces from the pit of hell, debarring a person's blessing intentionally with a view to hurting the actual owner or the actual beneficiary. I want you to realize tonight, as a form of foundation, that God has no intention of delaying or debarring your blessings. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27 to 28, Proverbs 3, verse 27 to 28, the Bible says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due. Let's read it together, everybody. One, two, go. Withhold not good. Are you there? Praise the Lord. Are you with me tonight? Let's go now. One, two, go. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. Verse 28. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come back again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it with thee. Now, this is God speaking here. He said, don't tell anybody, go and come back, if you have what they need right now. I know that God is not a cheat. What God won't do, he won't tell you to do it. God is not a God that wants to delay your blessings. Neither does he want to divert your blessings. In James chapter 1 verse 17, James 1 verse 17, the Bible says, every good and every perfect gift cometh from God. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. So everything good you can think of in this world is from God. And he does not want to delay us. Neither does he want to divert our blessings. It is not his intention to do that. I want you to note this very quickly. Three things to note. Quickly. God has no delight in your delay. Neither does he enjoy it. Number one thing to note tonight is that God does not have any delight. God has no joy in seeing that you are delayed. No. What would be his gain for seeing you being delayed or your blessings being diverted? Because some people will say, maybe it's God that is delaying me. God has no intention to delay you. Number two thing to note is that your delay or diversion does not bring God any direct benefit. If you get married now, God is happy. If your marriage is delayed, it does not put money in God's pocket. It does not add to God. God cannot change. He says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He is always the same. So God has no direct benefit from you being delayed. Number three, You must also realize that God is always thinking about your progress. Number three thing to note tonight about this issue of delay and blessing diversion is that God is always thinking of you. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, the Bible says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you. The thoughts of good and not the thoughts of evil, to give you a future and a hope. I know what I'm thinking about you every day. It is a good thought. It is a beneficial thought. It is a glorious thought." And I say to somebody here tonight that God's intention for you shall come to pass speedily. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Quickly tonight, if God is not the one diverting my blessing and delaying my blessing, what is it? What are the things responsible for diversion of blessing? What are the things that makes blessing of a man to be rerouted and directed to another place? We'll look at it quickly tonight and we go to pray. Number one cause of delay or diversion of blessing is called wrong words. Wrong words. Wrong utterances. Wrong words and wrong utterances. In Proverbs 18 verse 21, the Bible says, "The power of life and death is in the tongue." If a man or woman will be alive, it's from his tongue. And if he will die, it will be from his tongue. Research has shown that a lot of people that die in accidents, they died as a result of what they said in the car when the accident happened. Immediately the accident happened, I'm dead. And then as a result of that, that's the end. The power of life and death lies in the tongue. Also, in Proverbs 12 verse 14, the Bible says, "A man shall be satisfied by the fruit of his mouth." A man shall be satisfied by the fruit of his mouth. Now, what are we saying tonight? Your blessings will either be delayed or diverted based on what you are saying. Your utterance. If you can monitor your words, you can monitor your blessing till it gets to you. If you can gauge your utterance, you can engage your blessings and ensure they get to you. Are you talking about your problems? Or you are talking to your problems? They are two different things. Talking about your problems. I'm broke. Things are very bad for me. Or you are talking to the problem. God says I'm rich. I'm the head and not the tail. I cannot lack. Christ died so that I can be rich. That is, you are talking to it. Or you are at the same time not doing that. But I pray that grace for everyone here tonight to be able to speak the right word received tonight in Jesus' name. That's why you must watch your tongue. Watch your utterances. The Bible said, "Let the weak say I'm strong." Is the Bible lying? The Bible is not lying. The Bible is training us to speak the right words till our healing comes. Somebody here tonight will never go out of this auditorium without his healing in Jesus' name. Somebody that came in here tonight and you came with one form of deformity or another, you will not go back with it in Jesus' name. In Psalm 107 verse 20, he said he sent his word and the word healed them and the word delivered them from all their destructions. As the word of God is coming to you tonight, the healing balm of God is touching you wherever you are in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. So watch your words. Don't speak what others are saying. The Bible says when others are saying there is a casting down, you will be saying there's a lifting up. When others are saying that things are very bad, you will be saying things are very good. I love that woman. Her son died. And they asked her, I said, what's happening? He said, all is well. He said, all is well. Somebody's son died. He said, all is well. If it was a proper Nigerian woman, say, are you meeting? Oh, the budget, my life has totally finished. Only son. She said, all is well. It shall be well with you. I say, it shall be well with you. I say it shall be well with you. Many diverted their grade from A. They diverted it to F by their words. Many diverted their prosperity. They diverted it. It doesn't matter what others are saying. What is the Bible saying? If you can know what is written, you can take care of what is happening. If you can find out what the Bible is saying, then you can say it. Then nothing shall by any means hurt you. For somebody here tonight, grace to speak the right words comes for you in Jesus' name. You can easily know a man or a woman by their words. By your words. We can easily gauge your level. We can easily know the level of blessing you can command. Studying lives of great men of God and great men who in business, they never speak wrong words. Never. In the face of the strongest challenges, they are still very, very, very positive. Grace never to be involved in negative utterances. Receive that grace tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace tonight in the name of Jesus. Number two, cause of delay or blessing diversion is called satanic gates, or what you can call satanic traffic wardens. Satanic gates or satanic traffic wardens. These are powers that specializes in redirecting and rerouting blessings of a man. They have no other work. When they wake up in the morning, they go out every day to see somebody that they will reroute his blessings. That they will turn his life upside down. That will never be you in Jesus' name. I said that will never be you in Jesus' name. I said that will never be you in Jesus' name. In 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3 all through to verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 all through to verse 5 explains to us that this is a though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. See, for the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. These are the people we are talking about. Wicked powers, wicked forces that specializes in destroying people's lives. Bible says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. So there are some powers that their major work is to divert people's blessings. They wake up every day to they have targets of number of people they want to divert their blessings, the number of people they want to delay their miracles. But I pray that every such power that has been working against you before now, their powers are totally terminated in Jesus' name. They can also be in the form of gates. No, gates are very important. They are very, very wonderful. This morning, we were doing some work at the construction we are doing outside there, and some people came in wanting to ask for some little monies from us, and we locked the gates. So they were operating from outside. They were doing like this, but they cannot come inside. Why? The gate was locked. In Psalms 24, verse 7, Psalms 24, verse 7 explains to us, he said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, O ye everlasting doors. Why? For the King of glory shall come in. So I know that somebody is here today. God is going to ensure that every gate that has held your blessings down be lifted up tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. These things I'm talking about are in the spiritual. They are not physical gates. They are in the spiritual. They are permanently locked. With a view to delaying a person's prosperity. With a view to delaying a person's marital glory. With a view to delaying a person's productivity and favor and progress. But all such gates will receive the fire of the Holy Ghost for breaking down in the name of Jesus. The work of these satanic gates is to delay one perpetually at his port. Also, these satanic gates also have what we call satanic traffic wardens. They are traffic. How many of us know traffic wardens? Police people that direct on the road. There are some in the realm of the spirit. What they do is to redirect blessing. Somebody likes a lady and I like this lady. I want to talk to her. And then by the following Sunday, something direct his face to somebody else. Somebody is about to be favored, and a satanic traffic wardens redirects that blessing to another place. But all such directions and rerouting of your blessings shall be terminated in Jesus' name. Somebody is about to be promoted at work. Everybody has said you'll be promoted at work, and suddenly the promotion that should be given to you is redirected to somebody else. That was what happened concerning Mordecai. When Mordecai exposed some things concerning the king, and then eventually it was Haman that was promoted, Mordecai was suspended. Any such powers redirecting your promotion shall be terminated tonight in Jesus' name. Any such powers that is limiting you shall be terminated tonight in Jesus' name. Every satanic traffic warding that is warding away your blessings shall be destroyed in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9, they say, a great door effectual is open unto me. Say, but there are many adversaries. What is he saying? There are some people, they went to stand behind the door and say, this door will not open. This door will not open. But anyone standing behind the door of your greatness, that person is terminated tonight. I said that person is terminated tonight. Number three thing that causes delay of blessings and diversion is called family and ancestral patterns. Family and ancestral patterns. There are some families whereby the pattern there is diversion. Most people in the family don't really get full breakthrough. Either the blessing comes a little and it is diverted. The blessing comes a little and it is diverted. The blessing comes a little and it is diverted. It happened in the life of the father, the mother. It happened in the life of the forefather, and it is happening again in the life of the child. But the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8b, it says, for this purpose the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So everything that has operated negatively in the life of your father, your mother, in your generation, that wants to reoccur in your life, is declared terminated tonight. They will not be able to function effectively in the name of Jesus. Why? Because Christ is in you. Christ is in you. Christ is in you. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. 1 John 4 verse 4. So something is inside of you that cannot allow your blessings to be diverted any longer. From today, what is yours shall come to you. I can't hear your amen. What God has destined for you shall not be given as extra to another person. Let me hear your amen. You know, there are some families whereby there is one person. It's as if it's only that one person that God favored in the whole family. Everybody will go and be bowing down to that one person. And such people, they become so arrogant. And the question is that our Father has more than enough to go around. God has more than enough to go around. You are not permitted to be a beggar to anybody. God is the only one that must be God in your life. No other person. Because God has enough for every one of us. And I pray that your share will not be given as extra to another. Amen. I say your share will not be given as extra to another. Amen. And if anybody has called your name or has collected what belongs to you, that which belongs to you is returned back to you today. Every satanic exchange in the course of the night, in the course of the day, is hereby destroyed in the name of Jesus. Such exchange tonight, I declare them terminated in Jesus' name. Let me hear your amen. As you are saying amen, something is happening in the spiritual realm. Number four causes of diversion is called faithlessness. And I'll spend some time on this tonight. Until you have faith, you can't take your portion. In Romans 1 verse 17, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can't please God. You can't please God. You can't get God pleased. You can't get God pleased. The just shall live by faith. The just shall, also in Habakkuk 2 verse 4, the just shall live by faith. So your life must be lived in faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. Your life must be lived in faith. All your blessings cannot get to you. But I speak to you and your family today that everything that belongs to you shall come to you in Jesus' name. Faithlessness, diverse blessing. Once God sees your faith, he responds to your faith. Once God can spot that you have faith, he responds to your faith. There is no man or woman that has faith that can miss what his share is in life. That's why the devil every day is trying to suppress your faith. He's trying to bring news to bring down your faith, to make you feel as if God cannot do it. But I speak to somebody here today that nothing will tamper with your faith in Jesus' name. And I want to say that faith is a growing thing. It's something that can grow. So you can move from one level of faith to another higher level of faith as you build your faith. I want to challenge you tonight to walk on your faith. Walk on your faith. Walk on your faith. Walk on your faith. And faith brings about works. James chapter 2 verse 17. When you have faith, it makes you to move. When you are seated, it's a sign that you have no faith. When you are not taking steps, when you are not praying, it's a sign that you don't have faith. But once you have faith, faith makes you to move. James chapter 2 verse 17. James chapter 2 verse 17. It says, faith without works is dead. Even so, faith, if it had not works, is dead. So your faith without you taking steps is a dead faith. But I pray that nobody here will have a dead faith in Jesus' name. So when you believe that somebody collected your blessing, you rise up in the spirit. When you believe that something is meant to be yours, you don't allow it to be taken permanently. You rise up in the spirit. And I pray for somebody here tonight that nothing will tamper with your faith. I said nothing will tamper with your faith. Despite the fact that Sarah was very, very old, she still with her faith was able to get a child. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. At an old age, she was still able to secure what belongs to her. Initially, her faith was down, but later on in the course of the scripture, the Bible said that her faith was boosted. She had enough faith. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. My question to you tonight is, do you judge God faithful? Do you believe that what you have lost can be restored? Do you believe that what devil has taken from you, God can retrieve it from you? For you? Do you believe that God can still fight for you? Do you believe that the sun outside can still dry the clothes? I pray for somebody here tonight that nothing will tamper with your faith. As I begin to round up tonight, what is my counsel tonight? Number one counsel is, learn to prophesy and to speak positively in all circumstances. Be positivistic. Learn to prophesy and speak positive in all situations. Let anybody say that this course is very difficult. It's very unlikely that people will pass this course. Don't ever say such things. Prophesy. Say what you want to see. Don't say what people are saying. Because what people are saying might not be the right saying. It might not be the right saying. Sir, there are no. Somebody told my wife. My wife said, how far now? Are you engaged with somebody now? And the person said, not yet. There are no good men. The time you married your own husband, good men were still around then. But now, there is no good man again. My wife said, stop it! Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't ever say that. When people are saying, Nigeria is very, very, things are bad. Honestly speaking, I don't think there's anybody eating 3 square meals in Nigeria again. But don't say, it's true. It's true. Even me. In fact, one, I'm still managing to eat one. Don't say that. As you are saying that, you are attracting diversion. You are attracting diversion. When people are saying there's a casting down, you say there's a lifting up. When people say that things are very tough, you say things are very, very, very okay. This is the best times of all. This is the most wonderful time I've ever seen. God is working wonders in my life, and they are looking at you. They can't even see what, they can't see the evidence of what you are saying. Until you speak physically, your blessings will not appear spiritually. You have to speak it into existence. You have to speak it into existence. You have to speak it into existence. In Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1, I want us to see how the whole world was created. Let us see how God displayed his faith. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. Verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3, this was what created everything you can see now. And God said, somebody say, and God said. Now, what are you saying? This is what God said. Let there be light, and there was light. Yes, next verse. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Yes. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Yes. And God said again, let there be a firmament. Next verse now. And God made the firmament and divided and this and that. Next verse. Go to verse 9. And God said. And God said again. Now if you look on and on and on till we get to the last verse in this chapter 1, God kept on saying. Verse 3, and God said. Verse 6, and God said. Verse 9, and God said. Verse 12, and God said. He went on and on and on and on till everything you are seeing now is fully created. You can create your future from your mouth. You can attract your blessing from your mouth. That's why I'm very amazed. I'm very, very surprised. If somebody will fast from morning since yesterday now, maybe last time you ate was last night, and then it's now time to pray, maybe just 10, 15 minutes prayer, a person cannot pray. That devil, he pursued the person from family house in village, pursue him into church. Because until you can say, you can't see. Until you can say, you can't see. If devil has succeeded in shutting a man's mouth, that's the end. Grace to speak the right words comes for somebody tonight in Jesus' name. That's why in the morning, in the night, in the evening, anytime, anywhere you find yourself, you speak boldly like a lion. You speak boldly like a lion. You speak boldly like a lion. Yesterday we had a prayer banquet. One of our wonderful sisters that was leading us yesterday said, I think you are all warming up in this prayer banquet because this is not the way we have been trained to pray. I shook my head like this. I said, yes, this lady is well trained. She has the heart of a warrior. I come to church for 1 hour prayer and you cannot speak. Ah! That satanic padlock be removed tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Number two, counsel tonight is invest tirelessly in the building of your faith. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God is the builder of the faith of man. The word of God is the builder of the faith of man. That's why when you are wordless, you are faithless. A person who doesn't come to church regularly is faith level. Our faith level is always, friends, I have capacity by God's grace to believe anything. If God tells me anything now, I believe it. Why? Word level. Your word level makes you believe anything. Build your faith. Build your faith. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15 says, study to show yourself approved. A workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, settle down to study. To get the word. attend church regularly to tap into the grace and the power in the world. New grace to study comes for somebody here tonight in Jesus' name. New grace to sit down. Some people say the only problem I have is that I don't to sit down and be opening Bible is a problem for me. That is why the faith level is low. That's why your faith level is low. It is, but to sit down in front of fufu with good meat like tree and fish with pomo is not difficult. Your faith level must be built, or else your life cannot be built. You must invest in the. It's a deliberate thing. Sometimes you don't even wish like sleeping at night, but you have to sleep. Why? Because you know if you don't sleep, it will affect your system the following morning. Hello? That is the same thing with reading of the Bible, my dear people. The reading of the Bible is not something that you do. You don't even feel like sometimes. You are weak, you are tired, you are hungry. But you know that you have to feed your spirit. Or else your spirit begins to have spiritual kwashoko. Your spirit begins to have spiritual kwashoko. If you really want your blessings to come back, feed your faith. Number one, I said speak. Number two, I said build your faith. Number three, counsel on how your blessings can be redirected to you is be spiritually observant and sensitive. Be very sensitive. Look at your family. Look at the pattern. What is happening? I can see this thing in my brother's life. I can see this thing in my auntie's life. I can see this thing happening to me. I can see this thing happening around me. Sometimes God can even speak to you in a dream. And then in the morning, you'll be able to understand that dream. Practically, you even saw a trailer. It reversed into your house. It packed all your goods and drove away. That has diverted your blessing a long time. The trailer reversed. They opened it. Dongaris came down. They loaded it with all the goods in your house. And it drove off. You didn't even look at the plate number. You have to be spiritually sensitive. Sometimes in the course of the night, God can show you anything. In the course of the day, God can show you anything. Grace for spiritual sensitivity comes for somebody here tonight in Jesus' name. And spiritual sensitivity is a direct result of holiness lifestyle. You can't pick divine signals without holiness. You can't pick divine signals except you run away from sin. You can't pick divine signals except you run away from sin. And number four counsel tonight, before we go into prayers, how do I get back what has been redirected or rerouted away? Be involved in aggressive prayers. Any man or woman that desires his blessings to be returned back must be aggressive. In Matthew 11 verse 12, it says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violence what? Take it by what? By force. If anything has been taken from you, it can never be retrieved with gentility. If your husband has been stolen, you can't be eating every day and you reclaim him. If your business has been taken away, you can't be watching film till 2 a.m. and reclaim it. If your health has been stolen, you can't be WhatsApping till 3:30 a.m. in the morning and you want to reclaim your health from the devil. Whatever has been stolen from you, it must be with violence. I always wonder sometimes, some people don't love themselves. If you love yourself, what you are meant to invest into your life, you will invest it at all costs. Because you have this one life to live. Friends, one of the major ways to retrieve what has been rooted out of your life is to ensure that you are engaged in intense prayers. Intense prayers. I told them last night at the prayer banquet, prayer is a warfare, is a tool of war. Because our battles are mostly spiritual. Our problems are mostly spiritual. 90% plus of the problem of man is spiritual. And it is only through spiritual means that we can conquer. Tonight, via prayers, and of course via the communion, we are going to be terminating everything that has hitherto delayed our blessings and has hitherto diverted our blessings. And then we'll be magnetizing them back into our various life. Is anybody ready for that tonight? Is anybody ready for that tonight? Jump on your feet tonight.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.